When Herb Simbel was first brought to this institution 2 weeks ago, he was treated in a way they used to treat the political prisoners in the Soviet Union. Those who were, I think we may have one or two people here who are veterans of the Soviet system. In the Soviet Union, the criminals weren't treated very well. But the worst of the worst were the political prisoners, because all the criminals had done is maybe steal something. But the political prisoners had challenged the power that was in place, and they were the ones who had to be broken. But when the insurgent was brought here 2 weeks ago, he was not allowed to have any personal toiletries. No razor, no toothbrush, no soap, no towel. They were outside of his cell. And not to be too vulgar about it, but every time he had to go to the bathroom, he would have to call for a guard to give him his soap, and his towel, and he might not. You can imagine that in a city that has SARS and hepatitis and so on, this is not a healthy condition. He has a lot of legal papers. He was allowed to take one legal paper at a time. They were stored in a box outside his cell. They got wet, they got dirty, and so on. He was allowed to make one phone call in the first 48 hours. He asked for the next 4 days. Every day he was told, maybe next morning. He was in here for 5 days before I saw him. He looked like a rubby dub. He was so gray. He asked for a razor 5 days in a row. Well, maybe tomorrow. Now that is the sort of inhuman treatment that you would expect in a third world basket case, which we are quickly becoming, or in the old Soviet Union. Well, just to show you what the fact that he's not forgotten does. As soon as I found out about that, when I was allowed to visit him, I got on to and wrote a long letter to the minister in charge of security and protective services, Bob Runciman, and to the head of this outfit here, and demanded, in keeping with the assurances they had given me a couple of weeks ago, that he would be properly treated. And I went through a long list of things that I wanted fixed. I don't know how many of them have been fixed, but all his legal papers are now there. He's now able to make phone calls, and he has a razor. So believe me, if he hadn't been noticed, and if we hadn't spoken out in our own little way, it would be a lot worse for him, because what they want to do is they want to break him, and they want to get him to say, okay, uncle, I give, send me back to Germany. Of course, he goes back to 5 years in prison. So don't think that your presence out here this afternoon is unimportant. And you people are every bit as much freedom fighters as the man inside that jail. It's also very, very encouraging to me. Ingrid Wijnand put out a call just a little over 24 hours ago for people to send messages of support. I think I'd be here all afternoon if I were to read them all. Suffice it to say, we've had them from 6 countries. We've had them from Portugal. We've had them from Germany. We've had them from Australia. We've had them from England. We've had them from Scotland. And of course, we've had a whole lot from the United States and from Canada as well.